Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Correct.
And our throwback year today is 1983.
True.
And that is the year that the TV show Webster premiered.
Oh, okay.
Webster. Did you ever watch Webster?
Seen a couple of episodes. No, yeah. I was more of a Different Strokes kind of guy.
Okay, okay. So Webster aired on ABC from September 16th, 1983 until May of 1987. The show starred Emmanuel Lewis in the title role as a young boy who, after losing his parents, is adopted by his NFL pro godfather, portrayed by Alex Karras, and his new socialite wife, played by Susan Clark, and they were married in real life.
Oh, were they really?
They were, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The focus was largely on how this impulsively married couple had to adjust to their new lives and sudden parenthood, but it was the congenial Webster himself who drove much of the plot and really was the breakout star.
Mm, yeah. Of course.
After seeing Emmanuel Lewis in a Burger King commercial, ABC's programming chief wanted to give the actor his own series.
That kid is a star.
At the time, rival network NBC was having ratings success with Different Strokes, with child actor Gary Coleman, who was also small for his age. The network felt the need to cast Lewis in a project quickly before he grew anymore because they were they really wanted it to compete with Gary Coleman.
Yes,
right?
So you need him to be short.
You need him to be small, yes. So rather than create a new show, ABC added Lewis to a program that was already in development. Originally, it was called Another Ball Game, and it starred Alex Karras and Susan Clark. And it centered around, they recentered it around Lewis's character. Webster's age span through the series was 5 to 8 years old. In reality, Emmanuel Lewis was 12 to 17 years old during the series run.
Wow. So, yeah, so he was.
So he was 17 years old,
half his age.
Graduating high school and playing
a 12-year-old. Whatever.
Yeah.
As long as the check's clear, right?
Yeah. The success of the show made Lewis one of American television's biggest stars in the mid-1980s.
Same.
So Webster, when it premiered, was an instant hit. Despite the early success, the show that made it to the air as Webster was not what Karras and Clark foresaw as their ideal starring vehicle. The first season was fraught with tension between the couple's disagreements and their protests with Paramount and ABC. After the initial episodes that set up the show's premise were shot, most of the plots became exclusively about Webster, even though it was the writer's intention to include story elements that focused on George and Catherine, the parents, as much as possible. Mm. The infighting on set continued and especially had an effect on Lewis. Reportedly, he was often whisked away from the set whenever the couple argued and demanded rewrites.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. After the first season ended, Paramount eventually came to an agreement with Karras and Clark that they would continue to receive prominent storylines for their characters. I think they were a little upset that Webster was getting all the attention.
Sounds like it.
In the long run, the series did become part romantic and part family-oriented. The series was also regarded for handling Webster's childhood stories in a more sophisticated, intelligent fashion than some other comedies of the time that relied on preachy, heavy-handed morals to tell a story.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
By season three, the stormy relations of the first season had disappeared on set. The main cast bonded well from then on, with Karras becoming a surrogate father figure to Emmanuel Lewis.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
nice. So Webster was a success for ABC, finishing in the Nielsen Top 30 for its first three seasons before dropping off in its fourth. Even though Webster had seen its overall ratings decline leading into its cancellation, the series had always drawn a large audience of younger viewers.
Hmm.
In fact, Webster's largest audience was children.
Really?
I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird.
ABC canceled the show in 1987, but it continued in first-run syndication for two more seasons. But Webster, it wasn't only popular here in America. It was extremely popular, apparently, in Japan.
Oh, Japan, really?
In Japan, yes. Yeah. Lewis became a huge star there.
No pun intended.
Where he was known as Emmanuel Boy. and his likeness was used to create various toys and dolls.
Oh.
He also released some music there.
Oh, why do they do
and,
this? This was such a thing in the 80s,
right?
Where if you were a star, you had to have a
well,
record
he
out.
Had a song that he released in Japan called City Connection.
City Connection.
It went to number 2
really?
On the Japanese music chart, and it was even used in a Japanese car commercial.
That's great.
So, big star over there in Japan.
Yeah. I remember when you did a Wiki Corner on Mr. T, and you talked about Mr. T had a record that made an album,
mm-hmm.
made a song.
Yeah, is that what people, like David Hasselhoff, big in Germany, right?
Yeah.
Like, I guess maybe it was a thing in the 80s.
What was the deal? They were awful. And I love Mr. T, but it was dreadful. I have not heard this.
Neither have I. I'm kind of curious about it. But in October of 2021, Webster was added to Pluto TV. So if you want to stream it, you can watch it on Pluto.
Pluto.
Yeah.
Okay. You picked out a record to go along with Webster, did you, Sarah?
I did. We're going to play the theme song to Webster.
We'll do it right now. Thanks so much. Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play the theme song to the TV show Webster?
Well, because Webster premiered in 1983, and that is our Throwback Thursday year.
Indeed. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Emmanuel Lewis was 7 years older than his character.
Webster's adoptive parents were married in real life.
And Webster was a sensation in Japan.
A sensation.
And Emmanuel
Lewis
was apparently a huge music star.
Look at that.
Over there for a time.
Look at that. Imagine that.
There you go.
And he's still alive today, Emmanuel Lewis. Do we know what he's doing? What's
he's not. I don't think he's acting anymore. But
no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
he was short.
Yes.
Do we know more about that?
Well, I did read. So
I'm trying to ask it in a very tactful, respectful way.
Gary Coleman had like a kidney issue or
that's true.
Something like that made him short.
Right.
Emmanuel Lewis was healthy.
Just short. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine too.
That's
great. That's wonderful. We love that. Love short people. You guys are fantastic. folks want to learn more about Webster's here. Where do they go? What do they do?
Oh, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Every day. And we're live on Facebook every day at 4:10 as well. Plus, you can catch the archives of it on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. And there's a connection to Rochester.
There is a Rochester connection to Webster. Yeah. So the person, the guy who created the show, Stu something, Silver?
Stu Silver.
Was his name? Anyway, he was born in L.A., raised here in Rochester, and he died here in Rochester back in 2023.
And he was part of a lot of other shows and movies as well, as far as writing things.
Yeah, I can't remember right now off the top of my head.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And there's that Rochester connection.
Very cool.
All right, wonderful. Back tomorrow, fresh episode 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather and much more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.